It's 7:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Members of Colorado's Electoral College cast their vote for president today at the state capitol. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
The state slate of 9 electors will cast their ballots for the winner of Colorado's popular vote. Democratic president-elect Joe Biden defeated President Trump here by 13.5 points. Last week, the Colorado Secretary of State certified the election results. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Some college programs that relied on a personalized approach before the pandemic are boasting of big gains in enrollment. Here's CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine.
Metro State University of Denver's Modern Language program saw a substantial increase in enrollment across all major and minor programs. Enrollment for Italian courses jumped 76%, 50% for German, and 34% for Spanish. Administrators, staff, and faculty reach out to students to connect them to campus support services. Some virtual classes are offered at low cost or no cost to struggling students. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
There were 141 avalanches recorded in Colorado last month. The Colorado Avalanche Information Center says the 3 snowstorms in November kicked off the season, but only 4 of the slides were large enough to bury a person. Despite the below-average snowpack, 7 people were caught in avalanches during November. No one was injured. According to the Avalanche Center, conditions in the central and southern mountains are dangerous after recent snowstorms. And there's the possibility for snow across much of the state today. Cloudy skies along the Front Range, highs in the 30s around Denver and in Boulder, in Colorado Springs and Pueblo, 30s in Grand Junction, sunny skies and warmer temperatures appearing a little bit later in the week. In the mountains, that chance for snow and temperatures in the 20s around Vail, close to 30 in Aspen. This is CPR News.